That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, the old fellows decided they had better get rid of the box left in their care by Dr. Grill when Mr. Douglas, the repairman, found an old newspaper in Dr. Grill's car revealing that a building once occupied by the doctor had been blown up. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, probably you, like most of us, are calm, even-tempered, and agreeable most of the time. But how about those days when everything seems to go wrong, when overwork, noise, confusion, or worry put you under nervous tension? Do you keep calm and well poised, or do you feel like snapping at your friends, spanking the baby, and kicking the cat? And how about the night following a day like this? Do you go to bed and go to sleep, or do you toss and tumble half the night and get up in the morning more tired than when you went to bed? Well, let's be thankful that such nights don't come often, and that there is something you can do to help yourself when they do come. Yes, Miles Nervine can help you to relax, to rest, and sleep. For more than 60 years, Miles Nervine has been bringing relief from such functional nervous disturbances as headache, sleeplessness, restlessness, irritability, and excitability. Yet it's as up-to-date as this morning's newspaper. Now, your druggist has Miles Nervine, both effervescent tablets and liquid. Why don't you try it? Caution, use only as directed. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store explaining the whole situation to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
A feller just left the box here and then went on to Washington, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Grandpap.
And you thought he filled it with dynamite or something to blow you up, huh?
Well, yes, that's what we thought at first, but we was wrong about that. See, old man Douglas was fixing the feller's car up, and he called up here saying that we better get shut of that box because that he'd found a old newspaper in the back seat of the car showing a picture of another store building that he'd blowed up.
Who blowed it up, old man Douglas?
No, Dr. Grill.
Who's he?
The feller I've been telling you about, the one that left the box here and went to Washington.
Oh, well, what does he want to go around blowing up buildings for?
Well, we found out that he never actually done that, Grandpap. Or, that is, on a purpose, leastways. See, we went right down to old man Douglas's garage here and read that newspaper article better. And here is what we found out. This Dr. Grill is an innovator. And something went wrong with some kind of contraption that he was working on, and the thing exploded and ruined part of the building where his shop was at, and that's where he got that explosion business.
Oh, well, what did Dr. Grill want to blow up your place for?
Well, he never, Grandpap. Doggies, what's wrong with you? Can't you understand nothing? We just thought he did from what old man Douglas told us. Fact is, we even got Cedric Weehunt down here and got him to tote that box outside and get it clean away from the store here.
Got Cedric to.
Why, sure. You wouldn't want me and Lum to do it, would you, when we figured the thing might explode any minute?
Well, no.
Oh, law me, we were scared to death of that thing around here. We throwed water and sand and everything else on the box.
Talking about water, have you got any fresh drinking water over here, Abner? I'm just starving to death for a drink.
I don't believe it is, Grandpap. I was back there a while ago and the bucket's empty. I've been aiming off to go down there to the well and draw buckets quick as I could, but Lum's been gone.
No, never mind. I can wait.
Yeah, sorry, ain't got none for you. But anyway, Lum, I believe he was as bad scared as anybody. He put on his air raid warden's helmet and his asbestos mittens, got the bum shovel, and stood about 50 yards away from that boxer. He wouldn't go no closer at all. And then he sent me and Cedric up to listen to see if we could hear anything ticking in there.
Well, why didn't he go up there and listen?
Well, he said he had to keep himself in good shape so that he could take charge if anything happened. See, he's a head air raid warden right here in Pine
Ridge. I know he is. I know that.
Yeah, he
nothing had... happened, huh?
Well, no.
Well, where's the box at now?
It's back there in the feed room.
Oh, my goodness, I better get out of here.
No, we hauled it back inside again after we read that article. Found out a little more about Dr. Gill. He wasn't scared of it then anymore.
But you still don't know what's inside of the box, though, huh?
No, we don't, Grandpap. My dog is, I'm just dying to know.
Well, why don't you just open it up and see?
Oh, Law won't let me. See, the last thing Dr. Grill told us before he left was not to look inside the box or monkey around with it. And Lom says as long as Dr. Grill paid us for storing the box here, why, we ought to do like he told us to.
Well, I reckon he's right. There's reasoning there.
Yeah, besides, he says it ain't none of our business what's in there.
No, I would love to know, though.
Oh, me too.
Things are getting my curiosity roused up, too.
Oh, mine too. Worst in the world.
The fella told you not to look at it, huh?
Yeah, that's what he said. Hi, Dogus, wait a minute, though. I believe I'm getting the idea, Grandpap.
Huh?
He never told you that, did he, Grandpap?
No. How could he? I never even seen him.
Well, that's what I say.
No, I don't even know Dr. Grill.
Yeah, well, if you don't know him, never have saw him, he couldn't have told you. Me and Lum was the only ones he told that to here in Pine Ridge that I know of.
What are you driving at, anyway?
Well, don't you see? Long as he never told you nothing about it, why, I don't see nothing to keep you from doing it. Come on, Grandpap. The box is right back here in the feed room.
Wait a minute, Abner. Are you sure this is the right thing to do?
Why, sure it is.
I don't know where I ought to go meddling around somebody else's property or not.
Oh, well, Dr. Grill will never know nothing about it. We can close it up before he gets back in town. And even if he does find out, why, you can always plead ignorance.
Reckon I could?
Oh, that'd be easy for you, Grandpa.
Oh, if they ever heard me talk, they'd never believe I was ignorant.
Well, I believe you could make
I can get on some subjects and scare you to death with what I know.
Yeah, well, don't get on nothing. I ain't got time to sit and listen to you talk about Arlo Worm.
I don't want
to
tell you about Arlo.
You know. I don't want to hear nothing about Arlo.
Me and Arlo have some awful deep conversations.
Yeah, well, just keep them so deep that I can't hear them, Grandpa. Bury them someplace. Lama back you up on that ignorance, I know he would. And he's justice of the peace. He knows you, he knows how ignorant you are, and he knows law junk. He'll back you up.
Yeah, if you think it's all right.
Why, sure it is. Come
I'll
on,
I'll put on a little.
Yeah, well, just act your natural self, Grandpap, for a while. Try yourself at that anyway. Oh, there's a hammer around here you can pry that box open with there
all
someplace.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah, be sure now and not tell Lama that I got you to do this.
No, I won't.
In fact, on second thought, Grandpap, you better just not tell Lum nothing about this. We'll nail the box up again, and Lum will never know the difference.
Yeah, by the way, where is Lum?
I don't know. He said he had some important business to take care of and left out of here a little while ago. Doggies, I can't find that hammer nowhere here. I know I seen that thing right here on this shelf.
How about using the meat cleaver there?
Oh, no, Lum don't like for me to pound things with that. Nor pry open boxes with it, neither. He claims it ruins it for some reason.
Well, let's use it anyway. I'm getting anxious to see what's in that spavin-legged box.
Yeah, all right. Don't tell Lum, though. Whatever you do, don't never tell him we opened that box. Or, that is, that you opened it.
No, I won't. I said I wouldn't. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, all right. Doggies, this is just like Christmas, ain't it?
Well, this is better than Christmas. When you open a box at Christmas, you know good and well what's going to be in it.
Yeah, necktie. Just a minute, Grandpap.
What's the matter?
I just want to look out front and make sure Lum weren't coming, but I can't see him no place. Come on, let's go.
What you got the feed room door closed for?
Oh, I don't know. Just blowed shut, I reckon.
Wait a minute, what was that?
Huh?
Thought I heard a noise back here.
Oh, more likely mice. We had to set a couple traps back here the other day. Well, here goes. I reckon might as well just start prying on this end here, hadn't we?
Wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to open there.
Well, I'll get it started for you. Folks, wait a minute. Looky there, Grandpap. Looks like somebody's pulled a couple nails out of here. Wonder if somebody's been in here tampering. What was that? Sound like a sneeze.
Jiminy, no mouse can sneeze that loud.
No, none around here, I know.
Somebody back here, Abner.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Look, ain't that somebody behind them feed sacks?
Yeah, that's him. Come out of there, you varmint. Come on out before I chop you in two.
Abner, wait a minute. Put down that meat cleaver.
Why, Lum?
Yeah, it's me.
What are you doing back here?
Why, I...
What are you doing with that hammer?
Well, I noticed there was a couple of nails loose on that board, and I wanted to pound them back in.
From over there behind the feed sacks?
Well, I was over there taking inventories, and... Hey, Grannies, wait a minute. What are you doing back here at that meat cleaver?
Why,
I heard what you said when you come in here.
Well, Lump, see,
How many times have I told you not to use that cleaver to open boxes with? Here, take the hammer.
Huh?
Might as well do a neat job of it.
What do you mean for me to...
Well, just as well now that we've caught one another red-handed, go through with it. Looks like curiosity's got the best of both of us.
That sort of look that way, don't it? Of course, now, I weren't going to open this myself, Mom. I'll be honest about it. Grandpap was going to do it. See, Dr. Grill never told him not to, so I figured it'd
be all
right.
No, I don't even know him, Mom. He never told me
that. No, he never mentioned it to Grandpap at all, Mom.
Well, I figure we're just as guilty if Grandpap opens it as if we'd done it ourselves.
We are.
The way I look at it, I don't believe we're actual guilty, hardly.
We ain't, huh?
No, see, the only reason I was going to take a peek in the box is because I'm the justice of the peace, and it's my duty to uphold all the laws of the giver man.
Oh. Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I've got to see that he ain't smuggling no black market stuff in there or nothing like that. Do you understand?
No, but that's as good as any reason I could think up, I reckon. Give me the hammer.
Yeah, here you are.
Yeah.
I don't aim to monkey around with whatever's in there. I'll tell you that right now.
Nailed it all crooked.
Just making a legal checkup's all. Routine. When I taken this office of Justice of the Peace, I taken a oath.
Here, Grandpap, grab hold of this board.
I still hold the duties of my office to the best of my ability and hold up the bylaws and all the other laws of Cloverleaf Township, County of Polk, State of Arkansas, United States.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Hey, Lum.
Huh?
Looky there.
What is it?
Just look.
Well... Oh, my goodness, life. What is it, anyway?
My dog is long. There's somebody in there.
Well, nail that thing back up again,
now,
quick.
Now, see, I'm getting out of here.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't nail that box up yet. We want to see what's in there, too. That's a fine place to leave us. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, if you wake up with a headache, friends, brighten your morning with the help of Alka-Seltzer. Yes, whether you spend your weekends in the city or the country, Alka-Seltzer may be just the thing you want, especially if you happen to get so busy having a good time that you overdo it. You know, it's easy to overdo after a week's hard work. But sometimes your overdoing results in a dull, dreary headache. Well, when that happens, it's time to call on Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer can help you to feel better fast. Remember then, always have Alka-Seltzer tablets with you on your weekends. You can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Listen again tomorrow night at the same time for Lum and Abner and their three rings on the Pine Ridge party line. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. And remember, friends, whenever you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Gene Baker speaking.
Hear the fascinating tales of bold intrigue on David Harding Counterspy, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.